On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk.
Josh in the pocket, over the middle, deflected, caught! Caught by Crowder at the 30-yard line and falls down at the 27 on the deflection. Boy, the prayers were answered that time.
Jameson tipped it. Ronnie Harrison had a shot at it. And then Jameson comes back with it.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is the day after pod. And for the first time in a long time, it's a day after a win pod. Really, really good conversation with Jay Gruden. You guys are going to enjoy it. I asked him a lot of questions. And some of the questions that I think folks have been wanting answers for, as far as why was Capri Bibbs cut, why didn't Simi Cobb stick around, and what does he think of Josh Johnson, what's going to happen with Colt McCoy, and kind of bigger picture, just how important was getting that win, which I think is obviously a big one. Also have conversations with, you know, two players you might have heard of. Oh, I don't know. How's Ryan Kerrigan and Trent Williams sound? They were really good on postgame yesterday. I always enjoy speaking to those guys. They've got such good perspective because they've been Redskins their whole careers. They've seen coaches come and go and everything that can happen here. And the one thing I kind of have been saying for some time is that every time it looks like a Gruden team is going to bottom out and you're finally going to see that 6-10 team, it doesn't happen. And there is tremendous value in that, and that has not always happened here. So try to keep that in mind. All right, always we want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should. And if you're looking for a Buick, Chevy, or GMC, go check out my guy Bob Biaggi, Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC of Alexandria. He'll take good care of you. And he's got used cars, too, so you can get anything you want over there. All right, here comes Gruden. Then you're going to get Kerrigan. Then you're going to get Trent. Enjoy. Been a long time since I got to talk to the coach after a win. How much better is a Monday in this practice facility after a victory for your team?
It's a lot better. You know, it's very good. I love to see our guys bounce back. You know, it's very easy for our guys to fold their tent and call it a season, but the guys bounce back and understand where we are. We're half a game out of the playoff hunt. We're one game out of our division lead. So a lot to play for still. Our guys played well.
And I can ask this because you won. I asked some of the guys in the locker room. There are teams this time of year that if they go on a prolonged losing streak, you lose four in a row, they quit. The teams quit on the coach. Your team doesn't do that. What does that say about you?
I don't know what it says about me. I think it says a lot about the guys we try to bring in here, target through free agency, target through the draft. You try to get guys who are very competitive by nature and won't allow that to happen. You know, you're going to lose games in the NFL. Everybody does. Even New England loses some games from time to time. The great teams do, and you have to be able to adjust and bounce back and have the type of personalities that don't accept losing and continue to work hard. Jonathan Allen's, Jerron Payne's, these guys are quality people who work extremely hard no matter what is going on.
You said something that there were a number of kind of distractions during the losing streak. You had to talk about Instagram. I know how much you love talking about social media. Does that stuff tend to go away when you're winning games?
It does. You know, you never want that to happen. You never want something to blow up on a guy, especially like Mason Foster, or, you know, somebody gets quoted and it gets blown
fan
up.
Fan comments, all that
stuff. Fan comments, all that stuff. I think this day and age, you didn't have to address this 10 years ago. This day and age, it's something you have to talk about. And you can't let social media hacker or whatever they're called, hecklers,
sure,
affect the way you play and perform and your attitude. You just can't let negative input rule what you're trying to do at work. You have to get better every day, stay on the course, listen to your coaches, work out in a weight room, take care of your body, and stay positive. And for the most part, our guys are pretty much doing that.
Okay. Alex hurt, Colt hurt, Sanchez benched. Do you think you've got some stability? Might be a bit of a reach at considering where you are, but what do you think of having Josh Johnson?
I like Josh Johnson. He's a great competitor, and like I said earlier, he's a guy that won't let one play impact the next play. If he gets hit in the mouth on one play, he's not going to be scared the next play. He's going to stand in there and deliver the ball. If he has a bad series, he's going to come back, and hey, what's the next? He's always excited about the next play, and that's what we try to preach. Don't worry about the last play. Worry about the next one. Josh is a great example of that. Great energy, great movement skills within the pocket. He can make up for some deficiencies at offensive guard, so to speak, with his legs, and he did that yesterday.
I watched warm-ups before that Jags game. He was a little amped up. I think one ball went down the tunnel, and he sailed a little on a corner route. You told him to calm down. Did he settle down? Did he play the game you were expecting?
Josh is a very hyper guy. He is a very hyper. If you see him play basketball, any sport, he wants to win. He's a great competitor.
Have you seen him play basketball?
He's a good athlete, trust me, yes. So I think the big thing was he was so excited playing catch, almost took somebody's head off and broke a finger. So just had him relax a little bit. I think for the most part he did that. He was amped up and played well, but he's the type of guy that just has to just relax.
He hadn't started in a while.
He was
Maybe
excited.
Give the guy a break.
Yeah, give the guy a break.
Watching him play and getting the win in Jacksonville against a good defense.
Great defense.
A great defense. Do you wish you had gone to Josh sooner, maybe against the Giants?
Well, I think the whole thing was we didn't anticipate Colton getting hurt.
Right.
You know, I think Mark Sanchez provides a good, stable backup plan for Colt. You know, a calming influence. The guy who's been into the playoffs a couple times, won some playoff games, knows a little bit of the system, who can come in a game in a pinch and carry your team. You know what I mean? If we knew Colt was going to get hurt for three or four games or what have you, then obviously I would have gone with a more athletic type guy like Josh who knows our system a little bit better. So hindsight's 20/20. Love what Mark did, what he accomplished at Philadelphia in a short week after 4 days. But to have Josh in there has been good just because of the ability to run and do some things outside the pocket.
Just a couple quick updates on the other QBs. Colt for week 17. Give me a 1 to 10.
I'd say 10 for Colt.
You think he's coming back?
That's just my opinion. I just think Colt's a crazy dude, and I think he's down there. I don't know what he's doing right now.
I've heard the same.
Yeah.
We're hearing it. You're probably talking to Colt. I'm talking to other people.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me either way. You know, I think it's a tough injury to come back from, and if he can't make it back, we won't force him back. But if the doctors,
playoffs aren't in play, are you letting him play that game?
It's all up to the doctors. It's not up to me. It's up to the doctors. Even if Colt says, hey, I can go, it'll be up to the doctors. And if it's safe for him to play, then of course he'll play. If they feel like there's any kind of risk whatsoever, there's not a chance I'll let him play.
Gotcha. The Alex Smith's family has asked for privacy in his recovery. Mm-hmm. His wife posted to Instagram that he left the hospital, went home. Have you talked to him? Are his spirits improving?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's been a tough deal for the Smith family altogether. And we appreciate all the privacy that he's been given. I know there's been a lot of people curious about his situation. Very serious situation,
sure,
without a doubt. But he is at home now, and I know his family's been there for him through this whole ordeal. Mom, dad, wife, sisters, brother. I mean, they've all been there, and kids. So yeah, it's a relief to see him home.
Good. So a couple roster decisions, I guess. Capri Bibbs released. Mm. What do Samaje Perine and Byron Marshall do that Bibbs doesn't?
You know, Bibbs is a good player, and I didn't release him because he's a poor player. I just think that Perine right now is Adrian Peterson's backup. That's the way it is. We dress one first, second down back throughout the game, and that's Adrian. Chris is our third down back and obviously second along, get back on track back. And then the next guy I like to have is a backup to both of them, kind of, and that's Bibbs and Marshall. And Marshall, to me in preseason, showed a lot of flash, a lot of speed. He's a little bit better on special teams, although he missed a tackle the other day.
I was going to ask.
But,
what was your reaction when you saw that?
Well, he got pushed, and he was kind of pushing off balance and went. It wasn't like he was going for that guy.
It was one of those, the replay looks way worse than
the
reality.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So I decided, I think Marshall's skill set something very intriguing. Hopefully we'll get Bibbs back possibly on a practice squad here, and so we'll still have all of them.
Okay. How tough is it for you to lose Simi Cobbs?
It was tough because we had him in the building and he was progressing very well. In hindsight, I probably should have activated him sooner, to be honest with you. But, you know, when you're on scout team, you're in all the meetings, but all you're doing is running the carded stuff. And you're not really sure, can you line up in south right, can I have double right close, motions, flies, block, toss, crack, all that stuff until you really get a lot of reps. And unfortunately, we lost him to New Orleans, which is a great organization. Obviously, he'll thrive there. But we also have some young guys for next year coming off IR. Cam Sims, obviously. Robert Davis, we feel good about. We like Kidsey, who's doing some good things. So we have a good young group of receivers. Also, Trey Quinn. So we're okay there.
All right, short week going to Nashville. What do you tell your guys? Because you got to, I mean, it's week 16. You got 18 guys on the IR. You got to let them rest and recover, but you also got to be focused on a Saturday night game. What's that balance?
I think the most important thing is continue to do what we're doing, but do it as good as you can do. You know, play hard, continue to be focused and on each individual play, and pay attention to your details. You may not be able to work your fundamental footwork and your pad level this week. It'll be more about where you're supposed to be, your adjustments for formations on defense and offensively, blocking their movement, their blitz packages, handling our inside zones, our outside zones, our zone reads, our play passes, and hopefully getting the right lineup in there together. But we'll get enough work where I think we'll get a good look and be ready for Tennessee.
Aren't you glad I didn't ask you about any personnel changes?
You did.
No, I didn't.
Capri Bibbs?
That was roster stuff. I mean,
personnel.
Coaching and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah. We don't have any.
Thank you very much, Jay.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Third and 10 at the 35. Kessler from the shotgun. Redskins a four-man rush. Kessler's going to get hit. And he is sacked. Kessler is sacked. It's Kerrigan. Kerrigan with the sack. And that means he passes Charles Mann, second all-time in Redskins history. Another sack and a forced punt here by the Redskins. I mean, he came clean, man.
Yeah, you don't tell him to rush up the field. You send him on an end tackle stunt.
Exactly.
Totally came clean.
When you have a guy who comes in day in and day out and does the same thing consistently, I mean, you're going to get to where he is. And when you have the athleticism that he has on top of that, is not surprised.
You got to hear your teammate, Jonathan Allen, talk about your consistency day in, day out. I see it at practice. I see it throughout the offseason. What does it mean for you? Let's start big picture, and then we'll narrow down. What does it mean for you to move up the Redskins' all-time ranks? You're only behind Dexter Manley now. You passed Charles Mann today, a legend. You are starting to etch your name into something very important.
It does mean a lot. I take a lot of pride in the Redskins' history and in this franchise. So, you know, to, you know, move past Charles, who I have a great amount of respect for, and I've got to know him during my time in Washington. He's a heck of a guy, really, really good man, and it means a lot to me.
Let's talk about today's performance then. Two sacks. You guys were in the backfield all day. I mean, the defense really, you guys got back to that winning formula of playing great defense and creating turnovers. What went right for you in particular today?
We knew we had to, you know, do a hell of a job defensively. It's, you know, our backs have been against the wall all, you know, for the past, you know, however many weeks. You know, we haven't played as well in the past 4 weeks. So this game we knew was going to be on us, and we came out. We set the tone early, got a turnover early, and were consistent in the run game. You know, let the quarterback scramble a little too much, but you know, with the pressure we were getting, we, you know, we felt okay with that at times.
This team over the last few years has generally responded after embarrassing losses. And you and I talked after the Giants game last week. You said it was embarrassing. How do you guys turn the page and get up for the next opponent like you did today?
Well, we just got to move on. I mean, kind of the same way we did last week, you know, just put the Giants game behind us. We got to put this game behind us now. I mean, yeah, it was a good one, a lot better than last week, especially, you know, with the outcome, but we just got to move on. We got a shorter week now with the Titans on Saturday, so we got to get to work.
I know you're on the defensive side of the ball, but what did you think of Josh Johnson's performance today at quarterback?
I'm amazed. I mean, it's I can't imagine, you know, being a quarterback and having to come in, learn the offense in 2 weeks, and go out there and start in an NFL game against a defense like Jacksonville that can put pressure on the quarterback like that. And, you know, with guys like Jalen Ramsey in the back end, it's, I can't wrap my mind around how difficult that must be. But he did a really good job and, you know, made some critical plays at critical times for us.
Ryan, congratulations on both moving up the sack list and also getting the win today. But you all as a pass rush team today seem to have a different mindset, different approach. What was it that you noticed during the week that said you had an opportunity to get to Cody Kessler?
We liked our matchups across the board, you know, especially the guys inside. We felt, you know, like John, Duran, Matt, those guys could really generate some pressure up the middle. And, you know, fortunately we were able to do that. John had a big game. Duran made a number of plays too. And, yeah, it was a good effort by them.
Kessler to throw. Kessler going to step up. Going to get hit by Kerrigan.
Knock
the ball
out.
Pops
knock out.
It out. And it is scooped up by Duran Payne. Payne with the football across the 40. The showstopper with the strip sack.
Third and two at the 21. Straight give. AP up the middle. Spins. Breaks the tackle. First down yardage. Adrian Peterson to the 17-yard line.
Well blocked up front.
JP, first off, Trent's looking mighty sharp tonight, but every week it's like he's having to learn a new teammate's name as well on that offensive line.
That's true, Julie, and you are looking sharp. That was my sales pitch to get Trent on TV. When you look that good, you got to come out here.
You're right.
But you heard what Julie said. More new offensive linemen out there today. You guys did a good job, especially late in that game when you had to, of protecting Josh Johnson and getting room for Adrian Peterson to run the ball. How would you grade out the performance of this O-line that is a lot of new parts?
We won the game, and, you know, that's all we go out there to play for, but I can't sit here and truly give you a grade. You know, obviously I'm 1 out of 5, and while I'm blocking, I can't really tell what they're doing. But in my opinion, I feel like we had too many tackles for losses, and I think, you know, it was one of the points to come in here and run the ball, and I still feel like we was in 2nd and 12, 2nd and 15 too many times. So it ain't like I'm sitting here wanting to give us an A+, but we did do what we had to do, and then we fought. We knew that was a good front, and, you know, we had to play physical.
So how about you grade the win for me? Because you and I were talking, and 4-game losing streak. You've been in D.C. on the skins long enough. You know how it starts to go when it's going sideways. And there were a little bit of that vibe over the last couple weeks. How important is this victory?
It's extremely important. I mean, one, it keeps our playoffs hope alive. And two, it gives you confidence. You come in here and you beat a Jacksonville Jaguars team who, I mean, of course, their record is, 4-9 or 4-10, but, you know, the defense is number one in the league, and I think you watch film, you know, they're the reason that they're even probably won 4 games. So to come in and beat a good Jaguars team, it definitely builds confidence.
D-Hall wants a question with you.
Hey, Trent, you talk about building that confidence. You talk about not really being able to grade your offensive line, but How good does it feel to know that you were able to do some good things? You might not have done a lot of great things against that front, but you were able to do some good things with a relatively inexperienced group that you guys are working with. Does it kind of propel you guys moving forward, especially facing the Tennessee front?
Definitely. I mean, Tennessee is another bunch who gets after the ball and very good defensive line. You know, like you said, we knew we had our day ahead of us. We knew the day was going to come with it. You know, this win definitely helps. It definitely builds confidence. But at the same time, you know, we got a lot that we can clean up, and that's going to be the focus going back in. We got a short week. You know, Tennessee don't care what we did today. I'm pretty sure they're going to come out and, you know, try to keep their playoffs hope alive as well. So we got another big one next week, but, you know, I'm not trying to hang our hat on this one.
Trent, every week I talk about sticking to the run. I know your offensive lineman up there wanted to do it today. Didn't have a great per carry average at 3.3, but you stuck to it. And down the stretch on that last drive, Adrian Peterson and your offensive line were great. How good does it feel as an offensive line when the coach sticks to the run and say, here, go get us the first down?
It feels great, man. I mean, the worst thing you can do is come in here and drop back 30 times. I mean, you're not going to have a lot of success. So the fact that we was able to have a plan to run the ball and then stick to running the ball, even though it was tough sledding, and even though, like you said, the yards per carry wasn't very high, but, you know, when you have a balanced offense, it's definitely a lot harder to play as a defense. So even though we didn't get a lot on the runs until late, you know, just being that we were committed to running the ball made them play us true.
You've got the fourth different starting quarterback this year, Trent. What does the difference in cadence and style in play calling do to an offensive line?
The difference in cadence, that's a huge change. You know, there's no way around it. Even, we practicing with a guy a week, you know, you never really hear his cadence. So, that was tough, can't lie. But at the end of the day, I got to play left tackle. Whoever they bring in to play quarterback has to play quarterback. I got to do my job. So is everybody else along that front, along this team. It's just a do-your-job league, man. You do your job, a lot of good things will happen.
Well, Trent, you're kind of outnumbered by the Alabama guys in that locker room. And Oklahoma's playing Alabama in the first round of the playoff in college football in a couple of weeks. What's your bet that you've got with those Bama guys?
We're still negotiating terms right now. We haven't finalized the contract right now. You know, I'm trying to get them to give me some points. You know, they don't want to give me any points, so we kind of stuck. We had a deadlock right now.
Okay. Well, one last thing, points. Trent.
What? Are you sure?
Trent, one last thing. Boomer.
Sooner.
Yeah.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
That ain't no tough question.
A lot of time in that locker room, man. I want to ask just one more thing. And you and I were chatting about this a little bit. When I saw some of the guys this morning, you could feel an energy going to play for Josh Johnson. Mm-hmm. What did you think of his performance, and how do you view him now after getting this win?
Like I told you before the interview started, any quarterback that sticks around 11 years does something right. So we had confidence, you know. It doesn't help not having confidence. We got to play with him regardless. So, in practice, he came on and showed laser-like focus. He was ready. This was his turn. He felt like this was his chance to kind of show the world who he was. And when you got a guy who's that confident in himself, it's kind of hard not to follow him. And, he came out, and like I said, we knew it was going to be tough. The defense is great, but he made enough plays to keep drives alive. And he didn't turn the ball over, which was great.
Absolutely. If you want it, this is your opportunity to have the last word in a conversation with D'Angelo Hall.
The last word? You know, me and D-Hall are cool. We don't argue like y'all, man. So D-Hall, you know, that's my big bro right there. I let him, whatever you want. You want the last word, it's his, man.
Nah, you got it, man. I love you, man. Keep doing your thing.
Love you too, boy.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.